From the News Center, a news focus.
It certainly is a strange time to be a library director. The library itself has always been a very social place, so not being able to interact physically with people is challenging.
That's Kathleen McQuiston, director of the Thomas Beaver Library in Danville. It's National Library Week, and while the pandemic has closed libraries physically, the work continues behind the scenes to reach out.
We're continuing our story time with Miss Beth.
Pete the cat was walking down the street in his brand new white shoes.
It helps for them to see her, but I also think it helps the parents and other people in the community to see that continuity.
And while they may only see her through the streaming on their computer, it's a way for many services to continue.
I mean, we miss our patrons and we're trying to reach all of our readers.
Melissa Rouse has been at the helm for Degenstein Library in Sunbury for about 3 years now, and is observing Library Week, albeit in different ways.
The national theme is Find the Library at Your Place. They switched it up because of the coronavirus. Different for us is that all of our programming is all virtual now. I mean, of course, we're not having anyone come into the library.
Hey there, guys. Time for Miss Sue's Curiosity Club.
The voice you just heard was courtesy of one of the services that continues through the Snyder County Library System, where Pam Ross is director.
Sue Gross, who is a retired, actually English teacher from Seals Grove, has been doing Miss Sue's Curiosity Club, which is a program she's been conducting in the library, doing experiments, learning things about science.
The possibility of curbside delivery of books is something that's being looked at locally, although there are no certainties at this point. While libraries are always a challenge to maintain financially, the present situation makes it rougher, although the trio of directors we spoke with hope to make up missed fundraisers later on and say they will depend on their loyal patrons to help in the eventual return to normalcy. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.